Last Word on Today FM.
Andy O'Donoghue is with us for our last minute tech gifts on Tech Thursday. Andy, thank you for joining us. And I want to start with cameras. And the reason I want to start with cameras is I think nearly everybody now is using their smartphone. And you took terrific photographs last week on one of your flip phones that you took for us and posted. But you do have a Polaroid camera for us, an instant camera. Tell us about it.
I know, and it sounds a little bit retro, and that's part of the attraction about this, Matt, is the Polaroid Now Generation 2 looks fabulous, but it's really, really clever. Combines kind of that nostalgia of, you know, classic instant photography, but you get all the modern features, you know, if you want to be kind of extra creative. So it has autofocus technology, really sharp, vivid photos it takes, and it has a double exposure mode so you can get artistic, you know, move around.
But are these all very small photographs when they could print off automatically?
But isn't that the charm of, you know, instant photography? Or at least it's the charm of how you and I remember instant photography, although it has become incredibly popular. In Berlin, for instance, this kind of photography, the photo automats, people using these automated machines, kind of spurred this new interest in the nostalgic instant photography. At €99, I think this is a fantastic present. And because the way it blends the retro charm with the modern functionality. And if you're a photography enthusiast, it's fun. But also, I think for people of your age and my age and people younger, it's a great gift to give at Christmas.
Yeah, one of my daughters got one of these a few years ago at Christmas, and she has on the wall at home loads of the pictures that she printed of her friends and various things and the rest of it. And she has all of these keepsakes, whereas I imagine most of the stuff she's taken on her camera and her phone just remains in the cloud rather than ever been printed.
And, you know, the cloud will go away one day. They'll be deleted. She'll run out of space. Photos will get replaced with other things. So printing photographs is really worthwhile.
Okay, I'm going to go to what you had last on the list because I love it so much as an idea. I love the idea of it here, but the Physics Home Beer Dispenser. Okay, what is this?
I mentioned this last year, okay, and I was desperate to get one. And when I arrived at an electrical retailer in Dublin, we had mentioned it on the show. And when I got there,
they were sold out.
The lady I said, or the lady I met, said to me, she said, "I don't know what's happened. These have just been flying out in the last hour." So I'm not going to name the retailer, but people love the idea. I got a lot of requests on Twitter about where people could get one. I right now, I don't know. I know they cost about 100. They've actually gone up since last year. They're about 140, 50 euros. Last year, they were less than that. What it is it is a way of bringing the pub experience to your living room over Christmas. And what you do is you get a can of beer or bottle will work, and you pop it into kind of this, what looks like, you know, the standard kind of beer dispenser that you get in a pub. And there's a little pipe, and it uses this patented microfoam technology, which the makers say enhances flavor, aroma, and what they call mouthfeel. But when you pull the pint, when you pour the beer, you get this incredible, rich, creamy head, and it looks like you're in a pub. It is the best gift ever, I think, for beer lovers. It's not a bad price. It's easy to use. It's portable. You can plug it in. It doesn't use cartridges. You can also put batteries into it. But Christmas Day, pouring this.
But it's a pumping gas in. Like, you know, it basically, when you have your keg in a pub, you also have a connection to the gas.
Yeah.
But is that what this is?
No, so there's no gas in it. And I think what it does is it uses some, so somebody might text you in, I think it uses some sort of friction to kind of, you know, it's like shaking the bottle. And it works really well. It's a lot of fun. If you can get one, and people will be looking for them, good luck.
Okay. What about a Smoovie Color Stream ring light for Zoom? Who would want this?
This is really important these days because the world and the country are full of creators, and every creator needs proper lighting. You know that. And but at home, if you're making YouTube videos or now even TikTok or Instagram stories, you need good lighting. So this is a really kind of versatile lighting solution. And you can also use it, of course, on video calls for work. And it's a ring shape, and it's this lovely white and soft and adjustable light. So it's ideal for content creation. This particular, the Smoovie is €25, I've seen this in. 10 in Irish shops, and it's good value. So you get professional quality lighting, essentially making you look your best while you're on camera. Why that's important is if you are blogging about makeup or hair or anything else, you want the product to look good on you if you're wearing it, but also if you're on a video call at work, particularly on the first week of January, you want to look as well as good as you can.
I remember years ago, Andy, in one of our first tech shows, and we went out with drones and took them up to the Phoenix Park and the rest of it and stuff. Has the drones thing ever taken off really as a home hobby?
That's a great pun. However,
unintentional, Andy.
I would say it's not as, it's a little bit like VR, Matt. People thought drones were going to change the world, we're all going to have them, and they're going to be used for security in the home, patrolling your house, that kind of stuff. Everybody thought VR was going to change the world and we'd all have a headset. Hasn't quite happened. However, drones are still popular in particular groups, and the reason is because they were just too expensive. I mean, you were paying at least €1,000, maybe €1,500 or €2,000 for a decent drone. Then, with the licensing, people had to register with the Irish Aviation Authority, which is a very easy process. I did it myself. I did the course, and I got that certification. But the pricing is the important thing, and what I like this Christmas is that DJI, the Neo drone, is available in Irish stores, and it's really nice. You get this high-quality video recording. It has intelligent flight modes, and nobody I have seen is as good at this as DJI are. So you have GPS-assisted features, and, you know, you can get it up just to film around the garden if you're visiting a tourist spot. Even in the house, this is small enough to fly in the home. At $399, it's still not a cheap gift.
No, and with the danger as well that you misdirect it and it smacks into the wall at the side of the house and suddenly it's broken and gone already.
Well, always a risk. However, many of the nearly all of the drones now that you're paying any more than a couple of €100 for have good safety controls. They'll come back and land themselves if you lose control, things like that. But if you want to get somebody,
they stop from smacking into the side of your house, will they?
They do, essentially, yeah. And they'll avoid things. They'll avoid obstacle avoidance, it's called. And
but aren't you still limited in where you can actually use them? Yeah. Isn't this the thing now? Because with licensing brought in for over a certain weight, the idea that there was, I remember a few years ago, it's a good few years ago now, somebody sent a drone out into Cork City that areas we both know well, and it was a spectacular video, but I think it was pointed out, actually, this is illegal. You can't send a drone out to actually do work like this.
I remember the video, and I've seen others. I remember of along the coast in Dublin as well. And you're right, so you do have to be careful where you fly them, and you need to fly them according to the rules, and that's why you can do those certifications. The small drones, many of them will come, and without a camera, they don't have, you know, the restrictions are different. But if you want to try drone flying, this is a good one to start with. And features like Follow Me, which is where you're on your bike and it follows you to get the photos, and also this new Neo drone, it's got 30 minutes of flight time on a single charge, and that's really good.
Okay, we're getting lots of messages into 0874 100 102. This one says, I was given one of those physics tabs last year. To be honest, I was completely underwhelmed until I actually used it. What it does is take most of the gas out of the bottled or canned beer, leaving you with a very smooth glass of beer. It tastes like draft, and you can get filled, and you don't get filled with gas, which can only be a good thing. As Shane in Athlone says, the DJI drones are idiot-proof, which is what you want, really, isn't it?
It is, Shane.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots of people want to know about the physics taps and name of it. So it's spelt, how's it spelt?
FIZZICS.
Okay, FIZZICS. And you love a tracker, don't you?
I do. Of course I do. Yeah. Not the first time you've heard me talk about these.
Yeah, but tell us about the Tilemate Bluetooth tracker, which costs €25.
Okay, and good value. Tilemate, Apple make one, and Tile, they're kind of the two big versions that you see on the market. And it is essentially a really handy gadget that helps you locate lost items like keys or wallets or bags via Bluetooth using the smartphone app. And what it does essentially is that you can track lost items up to about 60 meters in range, and it shows you their last known location. And the way it works is you get your tracker, you pair it with your phone, and you give it a name, and you can then call it maybe camera bag or wallet or whatever. Also, something people may not realize is that the TileMate trackers integrate with both Google and the Amazon assistants. So if you're talking to your Amazon assistant, you can say, Alexa, where are my keys? And it will locate them and activate the tracker. It's a clever feature in the house.
Okay, why would you want a Bluetooth keyboard?
Because this particular Logitech keyboard, the K380, is a multi-device Bluetooth keyboard. And it's compact. It's kind of about half the size of the keyboard you'd use at work. But it connects to multiple devices, including smartphones, tablets, laptops, and televisions. I bought one to use on my TV because I hate entering passwords. I hate entering movie titles and all of that. Yeah, some of them have voice and those kind of things. I use it on the television. But what's clever about it is it allows for quick switching between three connected devices. So you can be using it on your laptop or your iPad and then switch it to the TV. Really great for remote workers, students, apparently. They're very popular with students. I think it is the ideal thing for the living room. It's €55. It's a really nice present.
Okay, you've got an alarm clock, which is a little bit different.
Well, the Amazon Echo Spot alarm clock. And this is one of the new Alexa devices that Amazon make. And not the cheapest. This one is €80 because the other version of the Spot is cheaper. However, this kind of looks like a traditional alarm clock. So it's a compact, smart alarm clock, but it's got Alexa built in. But it has a lovely little colour screen that show you small weather updates, news and video calls. So what do you do with it? It wakes you up because it's an alarm clock. You can play music on it. You can say, Alexa, play today.
You can wake up to Ian Dempsey in the radio.
Absolutely. You can say, Alexa, play Ian Dempsey. And, you know, those kind of at-a-glance updates are nice. Why would I buy one? Perfect for beside the bed. Great present for €80.
Okay. We have mentioned fitness trackers before, but tell us why you've gone for the Fitbit Charge 6.
I've gone for this one because Fitbit, I suppose, are synonymous with the fitness tracker. Everybody who's got a smartwatch can monitor their steps and their heart rate and that kind of stuff. But if you want to give somebody a really nice Christmas present, and there is kind of an awareness, you're not, you know, you buy them a fitness tracker, you're not saying, you know, you're out of shape. But for somebody who says, well, I want to try one of these trackers and monitor my my health generally. It's a nice present. €119, and you can pick them up everywhere, you know, in so many retailers around the country. But what do you get? It's got built-in GPS. You can listen to your music on it via Google services like YouTube Music. You can use Google Wallet, so you're out for a walk or a run. You just use your Fitbit to pay for your coffee. Monitors heart rate, monitors your steps, the distance, calories burned, and sleep quality. And Fitbit have an exceptional app, so it's a lovely present.
What about portable chargers?
Something I think that many people could do with, and we don't have, I never see people using that many of them. I see people complaining about being out of power. Here's a way to fix that. And they're not expensive. For about €30, you can buy the Anker PowerCore 10,000. That's a good one because you'll get you'll get a decent laptop charge and a couple of phone charges out of
that.
Will
it work with all products?
It will. It will. It's got, for USB powered devices, you can plug them into this. So it's really nice and it's a really good price. If you know somebody who's got an Apple Watch, Anker make the PowerCore Magnetic, and it is a really clever little device. It's a magnetic charger for MagSafe devices, which is kind of the Apple power system. But it has a little circle on it, and you put your Apple Watch there, so you can charge your Apple Watch on the go. So they are both, that's about €80, but the gift of power is a good one.
It is indeed. Okay, let's go to headphones. But I know we sort of have looked at this in previous weeks, but it does seem to be the thing that so many more people love, having personal headphones for listening to the radio or listening to their music or whatever. Tell us about the Google Pixel Buds Pro 2.
These came out a few months ago and they are an exceptional upgrade to Google's Pixel Buds. They retail at $249, so they're kind of mid to high range. But the premium feature on these, and I use a pair of these all of the time now, is the active noise cancellation. It is absolutely superb. They're comfortable, they're incredibly light, they're an excellent fit. You get 34 hours of playback using the case, they're water resistant, and they're available locally. So at $249, they're not a cheap present, but they're a really nice present.
But they only work with a Google phone.
They'll work with any Bluetooth device.
So they'll even work with an Apple iPhone. iPhone or whatever. Okay. But a much cheaper version, the JBL Tune 510 BT wireless on-ear headphones.
Yes, and so these are on-ear headphones, but at €49, they catch my eye because JBL make good headphones, and this is a really budget-friendly option. And they're wireless headphones with really good sound quality and up to 40 hours of battery life. Again, you've got Bluetooth, but you've got hands-free calling, and because of that, I think they're a really nice present maybe for someone who works at home and listens to the radio more so than music, and you can get them at any electrical retailer.
And then you have a really expensive pair of headphones, the Sonos Ace.
And these are worth a mention because they have been named as one of Time Magazine's inventions of the year. They started out at £500. They're now £399 if anybody's buying them this Christmas. They are difficult to get. You've got to go to almost a hi-fi specialist. But if you want to give somebody an audiophile present, the Sonos Ace are absolutely brilliant.
Okay, what about then for children? The Robotics Workshop Kit, which is €240, but what will this do for children?
Well, what I like about this is that, you know, Christmas is, you know, it's kind of an opportunity for STEM giving, really. Robotics Workshop is a STEM kit that introduces kids to the world of robotics and engineering. It's got 300 pieces and kids can build and program 10 different robotic models. €240, it's kind of a big present, but it's comparable to, you know, the big Lego presents and that kind of thing. But it is an excellent gift for young learners and it blends fun with education.
Okay, and then you have another one, which is a much cheaper thing, the Science Museum Mechanics Lab Floating NASA Space Shuttle.
And this is kind of fun because it's a kit that lets children assemble a model of the NASA Space Shuttle, and it simulates kind of magnetic levitation, which is very clever. So if you have a budding engineer or a space enthusiast, this is a really nice way at £30 to teach them the, you know, STEM principles.
And then finally, one for much smaller children, I presume, is it the Clementoni My First Microscope?
It is, and it catches my eye because it's a very, you know, beginner-friendly microscope designed to help young scientists get into the world of science. Simple controls, it's durable, and if kids want to explore, you know, the micro world, which probably means spiders and plants, this is a good way to do it.
Okay, and then you also have old tech. A book that you recommend.
I do. And the book, and speaking of space, it's by Dr. Nora Patton, and it's called Shooting for the Stars. And it really is it's an inspiring book, as is Dr. Nora Patton's story. And it tells her journey into becoming Ireland's first astronaut, tells her personal story, and also, you know, those kind of insights into space exploration. And she writes in a very engaging and accessible style, an award-winning book with great illustrations. And it's a book with a really good message, but it is also ideal for children who are passionate potentially about STEM and space.
You see, what I also like about your recommendations for children, Andy, is those last three before that. It's not just giving a child a smartphone and letting them on with it, really, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, I've always been very keen on STEM education, and I've, you know, looked at it and thought about it. And I think if you can give kids a gift that is both fun, moderately priced, but also helps them in a world where everything is so technically reliant, aren't we doing a good thing?
I wonder how many of them will end up though getting the new, what is it, the PlayStation 5 Pro, which is about €800. Anyways, Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for everything throughout the year on The Last Word, all of your fantastic contributions every week on Tech Thursday. We look forward to seeing you on many, many occasions throughout 2025.
The Last Word on Today FM.